Music by Crowder on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Isn't it good to know that Jesus secured the ultimate victory for us at the cross?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly think so. Oh, and speaking of victories, oh, it's that time where I certainly pray for one. I can tell you that because it's the what day is it game?
Yeah,
where I have to figure out what day it is, really.
Yeah, you get a guess.
Yay.
And it's okay if you're wrong.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's funnier. Anyway, so what day is a game? We take a look at the day, first of all. It's September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Third day of September.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's so much is. Anyway, yeah. And there are holidays today. Of course there are.
Every day.
Every day there are weird holidays.
Yeah.
National Clean Out Your Gutter Day or something similar. That's not one of these.
Okay.
But today I looked at the list, picked two that are real, made a third one up, and you and Beth are going to guess, which is the fake day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, we'll figure out what we can celebrate.
Okay.
First one here, memorize your password day.
Sure.
Do it. Basically, ditch the sticky notes, the post-it notes, the thing written underneath your dash that everyone knows is there.
The little note under my laptop. That
the document next to your computer.
Oh, where, yeah.
Hacker, look here.
Uh-huh. That yeah. Little note that I have in the wallet of my purse, yeah.
Although anymore, they are moving to like just having one password, like what we've all done,
mm-hmm.
but it's a two-factor authentication that actually keeps you safe kind of deal.
Sure.
So, anyway, memorize your password day.
Okay.
And then we have National Welsh Rarebit Day.
Welsh Rarebit.
It'd be really funny if I just didn't describe what this was and just let people try to guess. What is a Welsh Rarebit?
And it's not Welsh rabbit.
No, it's Welsh rarebit.
Rarebit.
The description says it's a grilled cheese on steroids.
Oh, that helps a lot.
Consists of a savory sauce of hot melted cheese poured over toasted bread.
Okay.
Popular legend suggests that the meat-based name for this meatless dish stems from Welsh peasants for whom cheese was a substitute for the meat they could not afford. So it's just a really melty grilled cheese, I think. The picture I saw was nice. Like,
okay.
Really, grilled cheese on steroids. So instead of the traditional straight up white bread American cheese, it's like nice bread and more cheese.
Then why don't they just call it a stacked grilled cheese? Welsh rarebit.
UK, fine. British. They're doing their own thing.
Oh, never mind.
You know.
Whatever.
They're going to call it their thing.
Okay.
And then finally, we have U.S. Bowling League Day.
Bowling.
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 United States Bowling Congress was founded in 1895.
There's a Congress for bowling?
Founded in 1895, Beth.
Wow.
National governing body for the 10-pin bowling in the United States. Provides standardized rules, scores, and I assume they made this day.
Okay.
Maybe it was founded on this day. I don't know.
Bowling.
Bowling. When's the last time you went bowling?
Ooh, that had to be probably, oh, I got to think. That'd be, let's see, the turn of the century was 25 years ago. I would have to say 2003.
Wow. Okay. You got me beat.
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't think I've bowled in Minnesota.
Oh.
Last time I went bowling was in Ohio. I couldn't tell you the date, but
okay.
It's been a...
It was right after I started a job. The whole department went out bowling, and my first turn, I guess, I fell flat on my back.
So it was a memorable.
Very memorable. And this was a medical a medical job, and so there were two doctors that were there.
Oh, they're ready to help you out.
Yeah.
So you didn't totally strike out.
Well, that one I did. But yeah, I landed flat on my back, and of course, the entire alley, you know, just went, and what did I do? I jumped right up and went, I'm okay, and then went through the second ball and guttered both times. It's great.
She's on a roll, folks.
I think I scored a 36.
Hey, you scored.
Yeah.
So bowling's not really up my alley. Anyway.
Ha ha.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So memorize your password day, Welsh Rarebit Day, and U.S. Bowling League day.
Okay. Wow. What a wide variety of holidays to celebrate today. This is amazing.
I do try.
So, okay. Bowling is not necessarily something I would celebrate because the potential for me landing in the emergency room is so very high.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. I mean, I do it once every 22 years, apparently. National Welsh Rare Bit Day? Wow, that's...
I like a good... grilled cheese on steroids? Sounds amazing.
Well, yeah. Then call it Grilled Cheese on Steroids Day.
It's too long. Welsh
It'd
Rare
be
Bit Day.
So much easier to market. Yeah. I mean, just the advertising alone is going
to
be difficult.
They need
difficult.
To make a day.
And then market memorize it. Your password day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should really do that. Be very easy
if
to
you
do if your password's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do
Which
that
is
either.
Not mine, by the way. It's not mine.
It's not? Sure.
No.
Let me check.
No. Don't. Don't try it. Okay. Okay, which one you made up? The strange thing is that why do I think Welsh Rare Bit is a thing? That's the one. Okay. I'm going to say you made up U.S. Bowling League Day.
You're wrong.
Sorry, Beth.
That little tiny voice.
It was really quiet, too.
It was very quiet.
That's louder.
Oh, thank you.
Still wrong.
Still wrong, no matter what. So today is U.S. Bowling League Day.
Today is U.S. Bowling League Day.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Can you? When they invented bowling, it really probably was, I have a rock. There's some sticks over there. Let me throw it. It had to be.
Look, they all fell down.
They fell down.
We should make that 10 points.
What should we call that? A strike? Yeah. anyway, so
U.S.
Bowling League
Day. Somebody was standing
day.
At the other end of those things. Hey, you struck me. We'll call it a strike.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. All right, so Welsh Rare Bit or Memorize Your Password Day. All right.
Yep.
I'm going to say you made up Memorize Your Password Day. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, there is no... There is a password day.
There is.
But it's not memorize your password. It's just a day for password security. Some I even forget when
well,
it is.
Well, what are you supposed to do with your password if you're not supposed to memorize it?
I think I think it's the day to change it and make sure you have a secure one. But memorize your password day,
change
not a
it,
thing.
But don't memorize it.
Yeah. Well, I think they're thinking with some of the hard 30-character things, you can't memorize it.
Yeah.
You got to write it on a Post-it note. Anyway. Welsh Rare Bit Day is a thing.
Wow.
It really is a sandwich of some sort. Let me see if I can bring up the picture. That has meat on it. Anyway. Like an open-faced cheese sandwich.
It's an open-faced grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. That's cheesy bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cheesy bread.
I could use some right now.
Me too.
Here's when I'm with you from Citizen Web. We'll play again tomorrow. Kitten Chip Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.